Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us.
Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Oddity News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Oddity News. My name is Dave Wirtz. I am your host, but as always, with me is my co-host, Mardi Gras, also known as PC Tunney.
I enjoy a good punchki once in a while.
That sounds like you. Good old Pole, you.
I'm German.
Yeah, it does. You know what? You say I'm German, but everyone that says I'm German, at least in this area of the woods, right? They got some Polish in them.
Nope. All German. A little bit of Danish.
Yeah, that's what they all say. That's what they all... We're going to do like a 23andMe, and we'll figure it out.
I got to spit? I got to spit on something?
No. We're going to be a little bit more in depth in the DNA process.
I don't like needles.
Oh, well... Too bad, so sad, I guess.
You're just going to have to take my word for it, my friend.
All right. As always, we here at the Oddity News Network like to bring you the levity of the week. And I don't know about you, Tunney. I just so happened to find a bunch of great articles this week. And I think starting off strong is in the works. So I would like to offer the very first one of Arizona worker found dead in a cubicle 4 days after last scanning in. In Tempe, Arizona, 4 days after last scanning into work, a 60-year-old office worker was found dead in their cubicle at her workplace, having never left the building during that time, authorities said. Denise Prudholm, who worked at a Wells Fargo corporate office, was found on the third floor cubicle on Tuesday, August 20th. Tempe police also said that she had last scanned to the building on Friday, August 16th at 7 a.m. There was no indication she scanned out of the building after that. Prudholm worked in a, quote, underpopulated area of the building. No cause of death has been determined, but police said the preliminary investigation found no obvious signs of foul play. The investigation is continuing. We are deeply saddened by the loss of our colleague, Denise Prudholm, Wells Fargo said in a statement. Our thoughts are with her family and loved ones, and we are in contact to ensure they are well supported during this difficult time. We are committed to the safety and wellness of our workforce. Counselors have been made available to support the employees, said Wells Fargo. Police responded on site after security called about an employee who they believed to be deceased. Prudholm was pronounced dead at 4:55 p.m. on August 20th. This does not bode well for Wells Fargo, I don't think.
Heart attack, stroke, what?
60. I'm going to say that there's a number of causes that could have been, there. I mean, it's a tragic thing. Let me just say that outright. But I'm going to tell you right now, even in an underpopulated area, someone probably should have noticed.
Oh, 4 days, right? 4 days?
4 days.
So, like, for a good, at least, likely three, you know, at least 2.5 days, this body was smelling pretty bad, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, let's see, at a best case scenario, you know, air quotes there, it happened on a Friday. Like, you know what I mean? That still means you came in Monday and it was just kind of goo. And, you know, again, I'm telling you right now, Wells Fargo is going to get sued. That's something you can bank on.
Maybe they have a clause in their contracts like Disney does with when you buy a Disney Plus.
You had a Wells Fargo account? That means we're not
liable for
we're
your
not
death.
Culpable for any yeah, of that.
Exactly. All right, Dave. After months on the run, a murder suspect falls through the ceiling and into custody. Authorities got a lucky break when the murder suspect they'd been pursuing for months fell, so to speak, into their laps through the ceiling of the building where he'd been hiding. The U.S. Marshals Service said agents captured 20-year-old Dario Wilkerson on Monday, months after a warrant for his arrest, on charges of first-degree murder and reckless endangerment, was issued in the connection of a fatal shooting in Memphis, Tennessee. The task force investigating his whereabouts tracked him to a residence in Memphis. The agency said, in a release, that law enforcement agents didn't have to look long once they were inside. Wilkerson attempted to hide in the attic as the United States Marshal Service searched for the residence. However, he fell through the ceiling. Officials said Wilkerson was not injured in the fall and was taken into custody without further incident. His dramatic arrest caps off a saga that started in early April with a shooting that left a man dead and a woman injured. Wilkerson was one of three people ultimately arrested in connection with the incident, according to Shelby County DA's office. Memphis police were responding to a disturbance call near an apartment complex on April 2nd when they heard multiple gunshots. The victim, Troy Cunningham, was discovered on the sidewalk near Perez and Merton, having sustained a fatal gunshot wound to the back of the head. It says the two other suspects shot at the victim and he ran away, and that Wilkerson can then be seen on camera running to the victim and picking something up off the ground next to him before leaving the scene. The other suspects were taken into custody in May, the same month the warrant was issued for Wilkerson's arrest. It just took a little longer to carry out. No further comment has been given from the Memphis Police or Shelby County District Attorney, but you can see a picture of, yeah, he just fell right through the ceiling above the kitchen there.
It's a gigantic hole.
Yeah.
That is one of those, like, world's dumbest videos that you see, right? Was that TBS, I think, had that? Or not TBS. True. It was True TV.
True TV, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that is something you see all the time. With True TV. Speaking of True TV, I do have a celebrity story for you. Tony, did you ever watch Baywatch?
Oh, sure. Who didn't?
Did you, do you remember David Hasselhoff's son?
Brody?
Jeremy Jackson, the former child star, best known for playing David Hasselhoff's son on Baywatch, may be oversharing a bit of his antics while filming the action drama. The actor who played Hobie Buchanan for 8 seasons declared in the new docuseries After Baywatch, Moment in the Sun, going through puberty while surrounded by scantily clad co-stars was no easy feat. As Jeremy put it, he coped by breaking into his castmates' trailers and sniffing their bathing suits. He continued, "Let's just say I've sniffed every you-know-what on Baywatch." Jeremy made a similar confession in 2011 when he told Howard Stern he once pleasured himself while getting a big whiff of Pamela Anderson in a one-piece. he also noted that all the girls, the Playboys, were around. You get to flipping through a few of those, and then you start thinking, how can I enhance this experience? Nicole Eggert, who played Summer Quinn on Baywatch, admitted on the docuseries she wasn't all that surprised by Jeremy's confession, applauding her former co-star for his honesty. Jeremy notably exited the series around the time he turned 18, later confessing his hard-partying ways, including a growing drug addiction, played a factor in his departure. He shared in the new docuseries, "That was a crazy time. I was in full-blown fuck-it mode. That the drug had a hold of me, and I was just spiraling down for sure." So, you know, you're gonna get into this after Baywatch series?
No, I'm not. I heard this story, and I thought it was hilarious that Nicole Eggert was just like, "Yeah, I'm not very much surprised at all," right?
Good for him. Way to be honest.
Yeah,
honestly, still better than Baywatch Nights.
Yeah, that one, no, not so much. I never really, like, it was kind of a show you just turned on until, like, your parents came in the room and you're like, "Oh, I shouldn't probably be watching this around them."
Ooh, what? I thought this was Roswell or something.
Yeah, just flipping.
Sorry, I got distracted. My bad.
But just so you know, Germans love David Hasselhoff. So
they do. Have you listened to any of David Hasselhoff music?
No, I just know that they love him.
Ooh, he's got some songs, let me tell you.
All right. I got a story for you, Mr. Aesop, from across the pond. Spanish supermarket shoppers using pineapples to search for love in surprising new craze. A social media craze in Spain where people are encouraged to seek out prospective partners in supermarkets with the help of pineapples has led to some chaotic scenes. In the city of Bilbao, northern Spain, police were reportedly called by workers after a flash mob of hopeful singles packed a Mercadona store and overwhelmed it. Singletons have been drawn to branches of the supermarket chain, where it is claimed they can find romance if they visit between 7 and 8 p.m. and put an upside-down pineapple into their trolley. People are then encouraged to go to the wine aisle to find others with the same fruit in the same position. If they like someone, they bump their trolley against theirs, indicating they are interested in chatting to them. If the feeling is mutual, they can bump back or just start talking, according to the Spain-based English-language news website Olive Press. Some who have been caught up in the TikTok craze have even posted videos of their experiences. According to the publication, other items in someone's trolley provide clues about their intentions. For example, if someone spots chocolates or sweets, it's mean the other person is looking for a long-term relationship. But a legume or lettuce means they're looking for something more casual, according to the publication. So I'm looking for the legumes and the lettuce, I think.
Yeah, you know what? I do find it interesting that they went with pineapples, especially upside down pineapples, which notoriously have an iconography to them already, right? Of being a swingers sign.
Yeah, like that or flamingos, I thought too.
Flamingos in the front lawn. Yes.
Okay, there you go.
But that one's a lesser thing. I think that's more like a regional swingers thing. But you know, don't quote me on this. I don't know anything about it, I promise.
Yeah, I'm not not for me. Not that there's any. Let me go into Seinfeld mode here. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Look, I opened up in the same way. I'm glad we're both on the same page here. You know, this is a great time to introduce our sponsors.
All right, folks, why don't you head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a chair shot t-shirt. Doesn't even have to be a t-shirt. You can get it in a tank top. You can get it in a long sleeve. You can get it in a hoodie. Plenty of great designs. You'll love them. They make a great gift, too. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And always use your head and head on over to thechairshot.com. Plenty of analysis and plenty of coverage, whether it's New Japan, AEW, TNA, or WWE, NXT. We got you covered right over there, thechairshot.com. This is the 10th edition of The Oddity right here on Chairshot Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, we are back to the latest edition, the 10th edition of The Oddity. So let's keep it going, shall we? I grabbed, clicked the wrong thing. There it is. Perfect.
That's what she said.
All right. Tony, when's the last time you shopped at a Trader Joe's?
Oh, Ben, I don't shop at Trader Joe's. I think I was out and about with my mom. We were heading over to see my sister and the nephews, and we stopped at a Trader Joe's, and that was like maybe 2-3 years ago.
Oh, dang. Well, you're going to need to get on it. First of all, Trader Joe's, great grocery store. It's got some wonderful items, but you can also make some cool hard cash. Financial advice website is seeking a, quote, pumpkin spice pundit to make $1,000 by taste testing and reviewing the autumn treats at Trader Joe's. Finance Buzz announced it is looking for someone to taste and evaluate all the fall-inspired pumpkin palooza foods at Trader Joe's. The chosen pumpkin spice tester will be asked to review Trader Joe's products, including pumpkin waffles, cinnamon rolls, and more than 20 other pumpkin-flavored foods and beverages. The selected candidate for the side hustle will receive a $500 Trader Joe's gift card to pay for the treats, as well as a $1,000 payment. Applications are being accepted through September 6th, Tunney, so you can get right on that.
Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her. Put her in a pumpkin shell, and that's where he kept her very well.
In a pumpkin spice shell, at the very least.
I don't mind a slice of pumpkin pie. I don't mind carving pumpkins and baking the seeds and everything. I don't mind, you know, a pumpkin spice latte once in a great, great while. But everything pumpkin isn't necessarily for me.
Well, you know, get on that, Tunney. Get on that pumpkin spice train. It's about to be that season, and I know you like your Ugg boots, so we want to see you be basic bro.
Never worn Ugg boots, ever. All right, we can keep in the forum of food, if you will, Mr. Wirtz. If I said Eric Estrada, would a California Highway Patrolman come to mind?
Yes, that's what I think of initially is chips.
Well, the chips had to deal with, if you're talking European slang, some chips spilled all over a California highway. A crash that left boxes of French fries scattered across the road shuttered a major California highway on Thursday. California Highway Patrol, an organization made world famous by the 70s TV series Chips, closed the southbound I-5 freeway in downtown Los Angeles after an early morning smash. Reports said several vehicles had been involved in the collision, including a large truck carrying frozen French fries. Footage from the scene showed boxes of fries, known as chips in part of the English-speaking world, scattered over the road, all over the surface. Chips, which ran for 6 seasons from 77 to 83, and 2 more... Oh boy, they didn't write this right. Okay. Which ran for 6 seasons, followed the lives of Eric Estrada as Ponch and Larry Wilcox as John. That's it. That's the end of the story. Well-written AFP. Thanks.
All right, Tony, this does take us to our mid-episode. Oh, sorry.
We had one question. Do you think that there was an accident because the drivers were trying to catch up?
Yeah, because they had to go to the bathroom. They must turd. Something they relished.
Mayo.
good one. Good one. All right, Tani, this does take us to the mid-episode segment. And I have a wonderful little game for you.
Yay.
That is going to be, I'm going to call it Rank the Florida Man.
Okay.
I have four Florida Man or Florida Person articles.
Okay.
And I am just going to rank them. I'm just going to give you the initial headline. Right. And I want you to rate it from lowest to highest as to how Florida Man it is. OK. And then I'll do a quick synopsis of each one. All right.
I'm ready.
OK, here's the first one. Florida mom arrested after leaving 3-year-old son alone in apartment to get cosmetic surgery. OK.
OK.
Florida doctor threw gallons of rank-smelling pee on peer's medical practice in business spat revenge. All right?
Okay.
How about Florida surgeon sued after mistaking a patient's liver?
Okay.
And the last one. Justice is served after man assaults victims over missing juice boxes. So let's start off. What is the least Florida man to you?
Wow. I mean, least Florida man. The surgeon mistaking the liver, I guess. We'll put that last.
Sure. Let's read this. A Florida surgeon is facing a significant lawsuit following a surgical error that led to the death of a 70-year-old man. The incident occurred in August of 2024 during a scheduled splenectomy when Dr. Thomas Shaknovsky, based at Ascension Sacred Heart in Miramar Beach, allegedly removed Mr. Bryan's liver instead of his spleen, causing a blood loss that resulted in Mr. Bryan's death. Mr. Bryan, who was visiting Florida with his wife, Beverly, began experiencing severe abdominal pain and was admitted to the hospital where he was diagnosed with a spleen abnormality. During the operation, Shaknovsky allegedly removed William Bryan's liver, mistaking it for the spleen. He then informed Bryan's wife that the organ was severely diseased, had enlarged to 4 times its normal size, and then had migrated to the other side of the body. The mistake was only discovered after Bryan's death when it was confirmed that the spleen was still intact where the liver had been erroneously excised. Yes, in the exact same spot that a spleen should be. In response to this tragic error, Beverly Bryan has filed a lawsuit against the doctor and Ascension. And according to the North Oskaloosa-based Crestview News Bulletin, the suit accuses the hospital of gross negligence and malpractice, seeking both criminal and civil penalties. Yeah. Oh, did I mention, Tunney, Shaknovsky, the doctor, allegedly removed a part of a patient's pancreas as well, instead of performing the intended adrenal gland resection back in 2023.
See, this is last because this seems like more like the medical board should be on top of this instead of the state of Florida.
Well, I mean, it. You know what, though? Only a Florida man would get caught like this badly, and then it'd be right back in the surgical room. So yeah, Florida man there. Okay, so that's the least Florida. What's the next Florida one for you?
A step up from there has got to be the mom arrested getting cosmetic surgery with the 3-year-old in the car, right?
Yes. A Florida mom has been arrested after allegedly leaving a 3-year-old son alone for hours while she went to get a cosmetic procedure. Jessica Renteria has now been charged with child neglect over the incident, which happened in June. Police in Doral, Miami-Dade County were called to the Apex at Park Central Complex after neighbors shared concerned about seeing a child wandering alone and unsupervised around the building. Police body cam footage then shows the moment officers found the child safe and unharmed in the complex. An officer asked the boy, "Hey, little buddy, what's your name? Do you know where you live? Do you know where Poppy and Mommy are?" Well, the child was, the officers said the surveillance video showed the toddler, who had a cell phone with him, was roaming alone for hours. Renteria was allegedly using an apartment as a vacation rental and was seen leaving the building around 10:15 a.m. And according to reports, the boy was also seen walking out of a third floor apartment at around 1:15 p.m. And the police were called at 4:15 p.m. He was on his own for around 6 hours. Officers also went around the apartment complex trying to find the boy's caregivers and was not successful. Police then found Renteria, who was from the Dillon Volusia County, Florida, a couple miles away at a surgery center. According to the arrest report, the mom told the officers that a friend was supposed to be watching the child. However, when officers reached out to the friend, he admitted he knew the defendant, but denied she had asked for any supervision. It does not say what she was looking to get in terms of a plastic surgery. I will tell you right now, seeing her face, half of her lip is bigger than the other half of her lip.
This wasn't expensive cosmetic surgery then.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
You know, it might not even been legal. I don't know. All right, next step up.
We got to, you know, some juice boxing.
Ooh, juice boxing. I thought that was the guaranteed number one. A man is facing felony robbery and battery charges following a confrontation over the alleged theft of his juice boxes. The Margate Police Department responded on August 26th to the 4900 block of Southwest 9th Street to a violent assault involving two victims. According to the police report, victim one stated that he was sitting in his truck when a man, later identified as O'Shane Smith of Margate, approached him, accusing him of stealing his juice boxes. Victim one then told the officers the confrontation escalated when Mr. Smith allegedly reached into the truck to take his cell phone and then struck him twice on the left side of his face. The man said Smith continued to attack him as he attempted to exit the vehicle to retrieve that phone. Records show that another man, labeled as victim two, was nearby, heard of victim one calling for help, and then came to the area to witness Smith repeatedly punching him, screaming about his missing juice boxes. Medical records show victim two sustained a severe laceration above his nose and was transported to North Broward Hospital, where he received stitches. Margate police records show that when the officers Officers arrived at the scene. They observed Smith standing outside his residence. Smith reportedly refused to comply with the officers' request to question him and instead fled his home. After approximately an hour, Smith exited another residence and was detained. Smith was arrested and transported to the Broward County Main Jail. What would you do for a Juicy Juice box?
The guy probably packed quite the Hawaiian punch.
Ah, there it is.
I see what you did there.
Would you leave a slice on? No, that doesn't. That's a soda. All right, that means that the number one spot for this week of Florida Man is Florida Doctor Threw Gallons of Rank-Smelling Pee. Internist Dr. Giovanni Baula sought revenge against someone he did business with in a disgusting way. Dr. Giovanni sold his medical practice to a fellow doctor, Dr. Dylan Dinesh, in 2022. But since selling to the medical practitioner, problems have arisen. Dr. Giovanni reportedly has become upset over the business with Dr. Dylan in recent months, prompting him to seek revenge. And he did it in a rather unconventional manner. Court records don't reveal the nature of the business dispute. Investigators accused Dr. Giovanni of soaking the front door of Dr. Dylan's office in, quote, gallons of fluid, which had the odor of urine. Dr. Giovanni did not stop there, however, as he went back to the property and, quote, unleashed a cascade of rank-smelling liquid again on August 17th. Unfortunately, the liquid soaked into the front wooden doors, causing irreparable damage, and will cost $1,500 to replace the destroyed door, according to an arrest affidavit, which reveals that the medical company overall took a $6,000 loss due to the urine attacks. Surveillance cameras on the property captured the vehicle both times that he visited Dr. Dylan's office. Tani, would you say that Dr. Giovanni, would you tell him you're in trouble?
Paging Dr. Showers, Dr. Golden Showers.
Do you think they're going to give him a choice for a settlement, number one or number two?
I mean, man, you really got to be some kind of upset to be lugging around a bunch of stale pee.
Gallons of pee. What is that? Where do you get gallons of pee?
I don't. Has he been saving it, or
maybe it's his own? He's just like stockpiling. He did sell it in 2022. I mean, I think you can get a gallon of pee rather quickly.
I suppose if he's just saving it up for weeks, he's like, all right, in like 2 weeks, this guy's fucked.
That is the Florida Man, I guess, relay at this point.
You got one more story for us, Dave, to close us out?
Absolutely, I do. Come on, you think I wouldn't?
Well,
French Museum has gone a little bit artistic as it has invited its visitors to disrobe. The French Museum announced members of the public are being invited to view its exhibit on naturism while wearing nothing but a pair of shoes. Marseille's Museum of European and Mediterranean Civilizations, also known as MUCM, said nude patrons are being welcomed to peruse the Naturist Paradises exhibit in the nude on designated dates once a month during a time the facility would normally be closed. The nude museum visits are being organized in partnership with the French Naturist Federation, or FFN. Naturist Paradises features hundreds of pieces of art from naturist communities, including paintings, sculptures, photographs, and films. It was only natural for the MUCHEM, a social museum based in Marseille, a Mediterranean city around which several major naturist centers have sprung up to explore this singular and unifying social phenomenon that is naturism, or rather, naturisms, because there are different types, said the museum's website. FFN official Eric Stefano said the museum's nude visitors will still be required to wear shoes inside the exhibit. "It's to avoid getting splinters," he told The Guardian. The Naturist Paradises exhibit at the museum runs through December 9th. The next nude tour is scheduled for September 3rd. All right, sign me up.
You know what really ruins a good nudist exhibit for me, Dave?
Oh, God.
Shoes.
Yeah, there it is. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Was everybody kung fu fighting, though? Was they all, really? Everyone?
No, unfortunately.
It's fun to think it's fun to think about, though, isn't it?
And remember, you can go there until the last dong of the bell. As always, thank you for participating, for listening in on the 10th episode of The Oddity. Wow, look at that. Double digits, people. That's right. You've been here for a good, what does that make, 2.5 months? Wow. Wow, there's so many more stories to be shared. And feel free to share some stories with us as well, because we love that nonsense. So please, jump on in, send us the story of the weird, offbeat, unusual, funny. We would love to read it. And as always, I'm Dave Wirtz. That's PC Tunney. Thank you for keeping the news ridiculous.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.